It's a huge party. It's going to be massive. Let's face it. And it's this Saturday, Coburg Velodrome. Bring your dog, as long as it's a breed ending in Oodle.
Yes.
Oodles of Oodles, Coburg Velodrome.
8 a.m.
Yes, this Saturday, 8 a.m. And you can even RSVP at Fifi Fev Byron. But here's...
We'll just turn up.
You'll just turn up, of course. It's free entry. Just be good to know numbers. Anyway, look, this is very important because we haven't had the chance, guys, to actually ask... the star of the show, little Lizzie, the puppy.
Lizzie Rosie Cookie Box.
We haven't had the chance to actually ask her how she feels about this upcoming event. So a very special guest is here.
And this is fantastic because we have been contacted by an animal psychic or an animal communicator, and she joins us in the studio now. Kerry, welcome to the show.
Thanks, guys. Good to be here.
Oh, Kerry, this is fab. I've never met an animal psychic before.
Okay, so an animal communicator is just someone that, well, I communicate telepathically. So all children, you're all born with it. As children, we can all do it. Mm. Then when we go to primary school, we get taught that it's not the done thing. So, you know, all young children, they can tell you things like, you know, Mummy Lizzie's got a pain in the tummy, or Mummy Lizzie's got a sore ear, because it just comes naturally.
Okay.
And we are all born with it, but we have it drummed out of us by the time we go to school.
Are you on board with animal communicators, Fev?
What you just said then, it's blown my mind, because we've got a little pet budgie named Biscuit.
Yeah.
And Lenny was patting Biscuit's tummy last night and said, I think Biscuit's sick.
So you
and
you,
I said, yeah. How do you know Biscuit's sick? She goes, oh, it just sneezed, and it's never sneezed before. I think it's sick. And I'm like, Lenny, how would you know if a bird's sick? And then you've just nailed that.
Wow.
Well, see, we rely on the logical mind, but telepathic communication comes from feeling over a distance, and children are so, they're still open.
Yeah.
They haven't had that life experience that shuts them down yet.
Now, Lizzie's here in the studio. In fact, she's all over Fev at the moment. Really likes him, Kerry. I'm guessing she's,
horrible behavior.
She's happy, though. She's wagging tail.
She's very happy, but she's also got quite a bit to say. She's been talking to me the whole way
like
in.
Her mum.
Yes.
What, through the car speakers, the stereo speakers?
So, no, see, telepathic communication works over, I work with animals in other countries. So I work via Skype over the telephone. So energy is not prevented by a wall.
Does this mean
she loves me? She does, Fev.
She's licking Fev furiously.
She
There's
likes...
an argument to kick her out of the studio so that we can actually do some radio.
She likes your playful energy, Fev.
Yeah, there we go.
Really likes that playful.
Is that why she doesn't like Byron?
Part of you. It's not that she doesn't like
Byron. I love the little dog. I just don't think it should be on Instagram.
Now, you said something fascinating, Kerry. Let's get to the bottom of it. So you've been talking telepathically to Lizzie. Please tell me what she's got to say.
So, you know, when you got, I was listening to you on the way in, obviously. You were talking about this huge
oodles
party on Saturday.
Mm.
Lizzie's very nervous because
when
you talk about such a huge number of humans and animals coming together, what you've got to remember, Lizzie's very little, so she's still got that really open, exposed energy. So she's a little bit nervous. So I think we need to sort out with her today how and if that's going to work for her.
Well,
you don't want to traumatise her.
If Lizzie says the party's off...
Well...
we're done.
That's a possibility, Byron.
Well, we've made a lot of arrangements
here,
Kerry.
It's a possibility.
Well, hang on. Kerry's talking to my dog, Byron. I need to understand.
24,000 people are going to be at Coburg Velodrome.
Okay. And so when you say that, your energy's one of, this is going to be huge.
You've intimidated her.
So Lizzie's gone, oh, I don't know if I can do that big. So we just might need to put some steps in place for her Fifi so that it's not too overwhelming for her. Because you don't want to traumatise her at a young age.
No, the vet said that to me. The vet said she could be traumatised by this event.
Have you worded everyone up here? Because I think, we'll just have a party at my house. There'll be no one there. That's your win.
No.
It is so.
Okay, let's have a chat with her now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So her biggest concern is, Byron, when you spoke just before about 24,000 people and all these dogs, your energy of it being such a big event, she starts to shut down and
but
goes...
But could she understand English?
So it's not what you're speaking.
How does she know I said 24,000?
It's your energy. No, it's the energy.
My energy.
So
you're
when
very
you say
negative.
24,000 is really different to 10. So if you said, oh, there's 10 people...
Okay, let's try this. There'll be 7 people there. Is she relaxed now?
She said that would be different.
So she knows numbers. Okay.
Yeah.
Not numbers, but your energy
vibe.
When you...
Vibe.
Yeah, when you relay.
Okay.
So... I think, Fifi, what's really important is that you don't just turn up to the party and just let her run be amongst them all. I think she's going to need to be really close to you. What's important is perhaps she doesn't stay for the whole party, but she does appear. And then perhaps if you need to stay, Fifi, perhaps if you need to stay and then someone comes and gets Lizzie and takes her.
You stay.
Well, no, I should probably stay with her.
No. Fifi, you need to stick around. You're going to have a long morning. It's important that you stay. Oh, and Kerry has said that's very important.
They're going to think that you and I are actual best friends away from here.
Yeah, I reckon I should take her. Because, you know, we'll
because you've got a cashier at 10:30 somewhere else.
I think you two would get up to mischief, Fev.
100%.
Yeah. Mm,
okay. You can come and do my cashy with me.
So, look, this is a great service. Animal-communicator.com.au for Kerry Searle. If you'd like her advice, her input, this is a great service for pet owners. Wow.
It is a great service, Byron. Oh, wow. And also, you said you can read humans a little bit. Can we read the big giraffe over here? Can you give us a little reading on him?
Fev, I need to be honest. I've chosen animals because they're much nicer than humans.
That's all you need to say.
There we go.
And that was not directed at you, Byron.
Yes,
that
it
is,
was.
That is seriously why.
I know you're trying to wrap this up because you're not a dog person, but can I just ask Kerry a couple of just quick questions?
Of course.
Kerry, does Lizzie like me being her owner? And
this is needy.
How's she feeling at the moment?
No, that's a really common question that I get from, and I don't just work with dogs, I work with all animals. It's probably the leading question because humans do really want to know that their animals love them. We don't choose our animals, Fifi. Our animals choose us.
Really?
And Lizzie's chosen you because your level of sensitivity...
Yeah.
Underneath the public yes. eye, your yes. level of sensitivity
She's
is going
cry.
To allow her to be who she needs to be and be looked after.
Give us
That's
a break.
Really sweet.
Sorry, I just
I
need to call it how it is.
She takes compliments you. So well, doesn't she?
It's not a compliment, it's just a fact.
It's just the truth.
It's truth.
Any other questions?
But she is milking it, Byron. Yeah. You can see that.